are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha, bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right, what? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right, yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right,
what? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. Preston is not here. Jesse is not here. Stella is on the ones and zeros. And Gideon, making his second appearance on the show,
something like that,
is in Preston's chair. So how's everybody doing today?
Good.
We're going to work through this quick. This is a different episode than what you're used to, unless this is the first episode you've ever seen. If that's the case, then I hope you enjoy it. So this is not a regular. Our normal episodes are 52 minutes long.
Yeah.
This episode is 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I don't care how insightful the thing that I'm about ready to say at 10 minutes is, it gets cut off at 10 minutes.
For instance, you could have the cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at 9:59,
boom, gone. And done. Then the world will never know, because this is the only way that I would say it. So, so what we're going to do, and you might know this already if you saw the title of the episode, this is the Mount Rushmore of Bible men. Now, you came in strong. You said Dad and you did a Bible men Mount Rushmore. So women, not on this list.
Well, no, not on this list.
Okay.
They have their own list.
They have their own
this
list.
This is a Men of the Bible Mount
this
Rushmore.
This is the Men of the Bible Mount Rushmore, which maybe it's characters of the Bible Mount Rushmore. Maybe they overlap. Maybe it's the Venn diagram. It's the same.
Well, characters might include angels or demons.
Well, that's true, but maybe. We'll see. So, number one, George Washington, Jesus.
No, right? Jesus was half man.
No, actually, he was all man and all God. So,
well, listen, I'm not sure. What about men of the Bible other than Jesus?
Okay, well, then that's a different category.
Okay, this is men of the Bible other than Jesus.
Okay. I can just give you my four, and then you could argue, or you could just give me the one that you say this is definitely
so
on the
here's
list.
Here's the ones that Dad and I named just right off the bat.
Okay.
Adam, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, David, Paul, think that might be it.
Okay.
So that's six. Did I leave any out?
So the list is Abraham. Abraham, Moses.
I think Abraham and Moses are locks.
Those are locks.
Yeah.
Now, David is a lock.
What about Adam?
Adam doesn't make the cut.
What? He might be the George Washington.
I hear you. I'm not saying he's unimportant. He didn't exactly do a lot.
He named every animal on the planet. That's a pretty big deal.
Okay.
Basically invented language.
He doesn't get a lot of page time. Do you know, other than Jesus, who gets the most pages in the Bible?
That's a good question. I don't know.
David.
Oh, okay.
David belongs on this list, and there's no doubt about it. So it's definitely Abraham.
Well, David, man after God's own heart.
Yes, he was. Definitely Abraham. Definitely Moses.
Yeah.
Definitely David.
Yeah.
And then, if we can't put Jesus on the list, and then we have to pick one person from the New Testament to be on this list, I guess it's Paul.
Wrote a lot.
You could argue if we were Catholic, we would say that Peter belongs on this list because they got him as the first pope.
Yeah,
did I ever tape up my conversation with the Catholic priest?
I don't think he's a priest. No.
Yeah.
He's not a bishop.
No, he's not a cardinal.
No.
He's not the pope.
He's not the pope.
Those are the three. As far as I know.
None. He's not a nun.
He's not a nun.
No.
He said, I was asking him, I said, I got some questions. You want to go out for coffee sometime? He said, sure, I'll go out for coffee.
Did you say specifically some Catholic
questions? Yeah, I was like, I don't get a lot of chances to talk to Catholic priests, and I got some questions for you. Are you okay if I just give you, he's like, I'm open, man,
he's
whatever.
Because like, I'm not Catholic, and you are Catholic.
Because you are, see, I'm not. So anyway, We need to get together again like multiple times because we didn't even finish our Pope talk.
3 hours on the Pope?
Well, it was probably an hour and a half in which I'm just asking him questions and he's giving me answers. He's a good guy. I really like this guy. He just spent the last 10 years in seminary training, basically. Wow. I mean, it took him a long time to get where he is.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, so I say, all right, the way I understand it is you got Peter as the Pope, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's the first Pope.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I was like, did he know? Did he go around like saying, I'm the Pope? Was he aware that he was the Pope?
You know, when you're playing checkers and you get, you king me.
Yeah.
Pope me.
I think
he said that. That's quoted. It's on his grave.
So he's like, well, I don't think, he's like, I don't know that he probably would have said it that way.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, okay. I was like, so what's the first guy that knew he was the Pope then? When did that happen?
Yeah.
You know? So he had some very interesting, obviously I'm not asking any questions that no one else has ever asked.
Yeah.
So he's addressed a lot of these things before, but it was a very interesting discussion. That being said, we won't put, I'd put Peter on the Mount Rushmore of the New Testament.
Yeah.
But if we're making Bible characters, it's Abraham, it's Moses, it's David, it's Paul.
What about Elijah?
I love Elijah.
Elijah's pretty good.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of prophets of the Old Testament.
That's true.
But he's not on the Mount Rushmore of men of the Bible.
This Catholic guy, could I go to lunch with you guys? I think an hour and a half, he might quit. Not coffee, quit the Catholic Church.
Just everything. Just you'll just see him at work the next day. Just
he's at Lowe's. Just stocking shelves.
I could extend the invitation.
So here's I asked Dad earlier. We talked on the phone for half an hour or so. I said, one question in biblical terms. I want to know what the Jews believe about the end of days.
Oh, sure.
Because they don't hold John's revelation as truth, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't.
Yeah.
So what does that look like? Mm-hmm. So I think we should get a Jewish, was it a priest? A rabbi?
Rabbi.
I think we should get a rabbi, you know, a Catholic priest. And you and me sitting around walking
into
coffee.
A bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, for real. I would love that.
I would love that too.
Yeah. What about is the Jewish Bible up through the Old Testament? They have three Bibles?
Well, there's three sections. It's the Tanakh, and that it's the Torah.
Yeah.
I know the Torah. So the Torah is the big one.
Yeah. That's right? A big one.
And then there's the writings and the prophets.
Okay.
And they have those in three separate sections. Yeah. They call it the Tanakh. It's like T-N-K.
Sounds like a Star Trek term.
The Nevi'im, the Kevi.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because when I listen to some people talk, like Dennis Prager, who's a Jew, who I like Dennis Prager a lot.
He's a good Jew.
He's a very good Jew.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro? Ben Shapiro. He's a smart guy. Really smart guy. I'm not a huge Ben Shapiro fan. I'm not going to lie. But I don't hold any ill will.
What's wrong with Ben Shapiro?
He just seems awfully arrogant.
He is.
Just awfully arrogant. Yeah. I don't really care for any of the Daily Wire guys. I love Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Come on.
But
who doesn't?
Anyway.
And you like Andrew Klavan.
He's not, I don't know. He's starting to grate on me. I'm not going to lie. What I've noticed about Dennis Prager is he talks a lot more about the Torah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear him talk about David. I don't hear him talk about, like, Elijah, this kind of Babylonian period.
Yeah,
I don't hear him talking. No.
So
I don't listen to him a ton, so maybe he does.
So in that case, it's Moses.
Moses, right? For them, is the character the Bible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so this, we need to finish the Mount Rushmore. So it's Moses,
Abraham, Moses, David, Paul.
That's it. Wow. No Adam.
I love Adam.
The first.
He's
the original.
First.
The OG.
He didn't do a great job.
Well, how long did he have here before all that happened?
That's an excellent question. Maybe our friend, the Catholic priest, could answer that question.
He did. He accomplished a lot during his time.
Hard to say he didn't. This is Dan signing off for Jason. That's the Mount Rushmore of Bible men.
Men of the Bible. I like saying it that way.
Reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, baby, sit. Good dog.
I've spoken. Gideon, you got 5 seconds to add something.
Four, three,
no.
Two, one. That's it.